This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Around the country, preventable medication mix-ups cause an alarming number of fatalities and cost billions of dollars in extra medical bills. Older patients are especially vulnerable since they are often taking the most medicines. The Medicare program is pushing hospitals to address the issue, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports in the first of a two-part series, tracking medications and making sure people take the right ones can be incredibly complex.
When an elderly person falls or becomes ill, they're typically taken to the emergency room. So that's where we'll start this story. Kathy Boyd, a nurse administrator at Rutland Regional Medical Center, says hospital staff work hard to figure out what medications a person is taking. But she says an alarming number of people don't know.
They can tell us, I take an orange pill in the morning and I take a white pill at night. There's a lot of orange pills and a lot of white pills.
It's almost detective work, because if a patient doesn't know, well, then where do you go to get this information?
Hospital pharmacy director Jonathan Reynolds says they've had to add pharmacy staff in the ER for just this kind of work.
You might have to sort through physician records, insurance refill information, nursing home, medication administration records. There's a lot of different areas that have to be contacted. And who's that source of truth?
It used to be the hospital could call the person's primary care doctor or pharmacy for information. But healthcare has become much more compartmentalized. Patients today are older and sicker, and they often have multiple doctors and multiple pharmacies, all with different electronic medical records that make sharing information difficult. Kathy Boyd says connecting all the dots can be a nightmare.
And unfortunately, the community does not understand the importance of having a medication list that follows them throughout every service point, but also making sure that their pharmacist is their best friend and that they use one pharmacy.
But many people can't afford to use a single pharmacy. They shop around for medications. Donna Hunt manages Rutland Regional Medical Center's Diabetes and Endocrinology Center. She says she just heard from a patient who had to get a medication at Costco, even though it's not his usual pharmacy.
And it was like 1/8 of the price of any of the local pharmacies. But that totally depends on what the medication is, and that can change from month to month.
Hunt says for diabetes patients, medications are expensive, dosages change frequently, and insurance may force a patient to switch to a less costly or entirely different brand.
And then just the names of the different medications. Is it the generic versus the brand name? The number of people that say that they're on Humulin insulin. Humulin insulin can be regular insulin, it can be NPH insulin, you know, what type of Humulin insulin, and that makes a really big difference.
So knowing exactly what you're on is huge, she says.
How we doing?
At the Maples, an apartment complex for seniors in Rutland, half a dozen residents wait in the lobby for a bus to take them shopping. Many, like 95-year-old Charlotte Steele, live alone.
I take Verapamil for my blood pressure, simvastatin for cholesterol.
Steele was recently hospitalized when her high blood pressure flared up. Some of her pills were changed, and she admits it was a bit confusing. But Steele and several other residents sitting nearby say if any questions came up concerning their medications, their primary care doctor would know what they're taking.
I'm flattered that they hold us in such esteem.
Mark Stickney, a longtime primary care physician in Rutland, says in reality, even primary care doctors don't always know what their patients are taking. And that's a problem, because when there are gaps in information, he and others say that's when medication errors are more likely to occur.
There have been incidences, and of course we don't like to talk about incidences, but we have to talk about incidences that have occurred in regards to medications and events. Because if we don't talk about them, we can't learn from them to prevent further incidences from occurring in the future.
Millions of dollars in healthcare funding hang in the balance. Because medication errors frequently lead to hospital readmissions, Kathy Boyd says Medicare is putting pressure on hospitals to address the issue. For instance, she says Medicare will no longer pay for hospital services if a patient suffering from certain common conditions is readmitted for that same problem within 30 days of discharge.
It's a huge financial implication for the hospital in the future is going to be a huge financial implication for all providers in the community.
Boyd is working with local pharmacists, visiting nurses, hospital staff, and area providers to identify where patient medication information is falling through the cracks. Those involved say improving communication is key, but privacy issues, technology glitches, and insurance rules are all proving difficult. Back at the Maples, Charlotte Steele, at least, is trying to do her part.
I have a list of medicines in my walker. And my walker goes with me wherever I go.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack in Rutland.